Blog Talk Radio.
Zion.
Hey yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Will you get protected? He's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should leave what it say. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Only your remnant gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba son, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see these prophecies, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming, but it's only your remnant, 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 only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. Only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant, only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart. And the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent, my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return.
All right, welcome. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. I'm a trucker by trade. I say this every time, but I have to get myself situated and everything. We're 3 minutes running behind. Three, 4 minutes. Thank you for tuning in, keeping up with me. And I'm thinking by now, if you listen to my show quite often, you know that I'm doing this on the run. I'm having a show on the go. You know what I'm saying? A trucker, wherever I'm at in this country, that's where I'm doing the show at, right? And this time I am in Delaware. All right. And so here I am. I'm in Delaware. I'm parked now. And I'm going to get this show off the road. And if you've also been following the show, you know that I got some struggles. I got struggles with understanding Paul's ministry. I think I got Peter, James, and John down. They incorporated the law, and they had Christ, you know, and I understand that connection and their you know, faith and works. God, bam, got it. It is so deeply embedded in me, so easy to really grasp and understand. Okay, but we're not in Israel. We don't have our temple. We're still scattered abroad of all the nations. Before I came to truth, I did think I was a Gentile. I did. If you would have told me I was, you know, from the seed of Ham, I was like, yeah, that's who I am. So what? You know, here I am. You know. So that's the mind state I converted into understanding that I'm the Hebrew Israelites, right? But I always had to understand, and even before I was in this truth, that Christ died for everybody, and he also looked out for me, you know. And I made peace with that understanding. I didn't go into too deep in it. I just, that right there, it was told to me over and over again, and I believed it, all right? And in my journey, when I started having children, that is when I like looking at my newborn son, you know, and I was like, okay, do I want to teach him, you know, that he's from the seed of Ham also, you know, and God's chosen people are in Israel right now, occupying Israel? Do I want to do that? Or it don't matter who his chosen people is, as long as, you know, he looking out for us, you know? So I just want the truth, man. I just, what's the truth? What is the truth? Are we Egyptians? Huh? Are we Kemet? What's up? Are we Muslim is the way to go? So I was at that crossroads, and that's my little journey, man. I had that epiphany, kind of like a sign in the clouds. And after that day, I had that sign in the clouds. I binge listening to nothing but Hebrews, like, teaching and going over Deuteronomy, things of that nature. And then once I like binged all I could from that point, that is when I found out there was more than one camp. Because I was just so stuck on that one source that I was getting it from, that at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I didn't know nothing about any other camp but them. And when I found out there was more camps than that, oh, man, I was like, okay, I'm, as a truck driver now, I am definitely going to binge listen to all these guys. And immediately I found out that they are not in agreement with each other. So, I'm like, why would I join this camp when I really like that camp? But I do like this other camp or whatever they do over there, because I'm binge listening to them all, right? So I'm finding good things about a lot of them. And I see some things I don't really care for and that. And so I'm like, you know, kid in the candy store. You know, you get to be picky. And so I'm like, wow, well, I don't want to dedicate to one when I'm still going to listen to the other one because I like what they say, you know, and how they say it and what they're standing for. Right? We all is alike, you know. But unfortunately, it's not like that. They have some very, very deep differential on a lot of things, and it's just the way it is. We're divided, okay? So as just by myself on this journey, by myself, I'm going to seek the Father's face on my own, right? On my own, and that journey led me encounters with a whole bunch of different people, you know. To make a long story short, here I am today. I got James, Paul, John, you know, I got them down. It's Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. I considered him, his gospel, to be, well, the father of the Christian church that we got today. And he is. He is the father of the Christian church we got today. There's no doubt about that. That church didn't come from churches that Peter started up, or James or John. These are Paul and what he did up there in all these churches. This is him. This is his baby. So I got this understanding that he is truly the apostle to the Gentiles, okay? But here recently, I've been challenged on that, and I don't know how to prove my position. I don't. So history is all I got as proof. But same time, maybe the people who started, they misunderstood Paul's teaching from the get-go, and I don't know. We read in the book of Acts as other Jews, apparently they misunderstood his writing. So all that thing I thought about Paul, it might be wrong, you know. I might be falling in that same wolf's trap that got the Jews in Acts 21, you know, about Paul. Maybe I'm just totally misunderstanding what he's saying. And so I got to humble myself down and listen, you know, to whoever got, you know, a different opinion on it. And so that's just where I'm at. And so I'm being that's my stumbling block. I'm all ears, and I'm ready to get into Paul's epistles, talk about Paul. I want to get something out of this conversation dealing with Paul. So here we go. Let me go to my panel with all that said. All right. Let me do panel. All right. There we go. My panel. Error code 936. Okay, that's Brother Ronald. Let me open you up, Brother Ronald.
Shalom. How you doing, brother?
All right. Shalom. Well,
Shalom.
Just like I stated, Brother Ronald, this is my stumbling block. I will be asking questions, you know what I'm saying? But Brother Paul is my stumbling block, man. And in order to get family members and stuff to see it my way, and he grizzled, I come back and be lost, I gotta really understand Paul's position. Because if I don't understand Paul, then what am I doing? I mean, I can't prove myself, you know, so, yeah, so that, with that said, brother, what should we go to in Paul's, writings, man? What do you think we ought to go to first? You know, Corinthians, Ephesians? I know we hit on Romans the last go around.
Any suggestions? I'm thinking right now.
Okay.
Go ahead. What, you got
some? I was just gonna randomly pick one, and I was gonna say Ephesians.
Okay.
Ephesians. Check that one on out.
Yeah, Ephesians is good. Let's go to Ephesians chapter. I know exactly where to go to. Ephesians chapter 2.
Let me put on my earbuds so I can read along with you. All right. And I also got to watch my panel because we might get a caller in. Never know. I don't want to make that same mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear me pretty good, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
All right. Good. Now, okay, so I can keep an eye on my panel, and I can go to reading. All right. There we go. Now, you said Ephesians, and this is a certain point in a certain point you want to bring out in Ephesians, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
It's about salvation. It's about salvation. Are we saved from our sin?
Okay.
Yeah. And it's about the law, too. You know what I'm saying? Because the law can't save us. Only Christ can save us. You know, because the Most High didn't give us the law. He didn't give the law to our forefathers to save them. He gave them the law to show them their sins, to show them what's going in the area. You know, that's why he gave the law. He didn't give the law for them to be saved. You know, he gave them the law to show them how he wants them to live, you know, in his earth.
All right.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. The commandments, it's going to be talking about the commandments. You know what I'm saying? You know? Because that's what a lot of our people, they boast about the commandments, but the commandments can't save you alone. You know, you need Christ.
You need Christ alone?
Yes, Christ alone. And then after we see Christ, then we start keeping the law. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna say it like this. Because when we was in the world, we didn't know the law or anything. You know what I'm saying? We just was doing whatever we
wanted. So why would we tell people to come back to? Why would we tell people to come back to the law? Why?
Why? Because they teach us how to live for God. That's what the law teaches us. You know,
but if Christ alone is all we need, then why are we telling Christians to come back to the law?
Well, first we need the law. We need Christ alone to save us from damnation. You know, because James said, if you try to keep the law, he said if you break one of them, you got to keep all of them. So we can't keep all of them. That's why he sent Christ. That's why he sent Christ to fulfill the law for us. So once we get saved, we're gonna fulfill the law too, like Christ did.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? This is like a baby when the baby's born. This is like a baby. When a baby's born, you can't start off giving them meat, right? You got to give them milk to grow, right?
Right.
Because they can't. Yeah. So you got to start off on milk first, and then you grow into all other things, all other teachings that God wants you to understand. So He's not gonna give everything to you at one time. You know, He's gonna give it to you little by little. That's how you grow.
Okay. Well. You know? Right, I understand. But now I've done grown to where I'm ready for Paul. And do I got to start as a baby with Paul, too?
Yeah, when you first start off, yeah. When you first start off,
okay,
I'm
a baby.
All right. You're not going to come off understanding them. I didn't understand them when I first started reading the Bible. But as I started growing, I started understanding what the Most High want me to do. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's a gradually growth, you know, day by day, you know, weeks by weeks, month by month, years by years, you know.
All right. Now, is Paul's ministry the same as James and John and all their ministry?
No, it's different.
All right.
It's different. It's different, but because God gave him a certain ministry, you know, where he can speak to a certain kind of people, not just Israel, but Gentiles as well. The Gentiles that's outside of the faith as well. See what I'm saying?
Right.
He gave him that ministry. You know what I'm saying? Different from what he gave James and Paul. So, but they all,
okay,
but
like
they all
worldwide.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I already kind of had that down, that the whole world is Christianity and the message Christianity brings. So I understand that part right there. Okay. So that's the baby level right there, because I understand that. All right. This is a worldwide ministry that we're reading here. Now, Second Ephesians, where at in Second Ephesians you want to start at, brother? Oh, Ephesians chapter 2? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
What verse? Chapter
verse one.
Oh, sorry, verse one. Okay, yeah. I can read it. Okay,
okay,
chapter two, verse one, and you have, he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Worrying and time
right
passed. Okay.
That's just stop right there for a second. So we were dead in our trespasses and sin. You know.
Okay, now who's
Christ.
He talking to first? He's talking to the Ephesians,
the
right?
He's
okay,
the
these
Jews.
Are Israelites? These are Israelites.
Yeah, because see, he can be talking, he can go both ways. Because the Bible says that first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. So the salvation is was promised to the Israel first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it can go both ways. It can go both ways. You know, because the Gentiles were considered was the Israelites. You know how you said that you thought you was a Gentile?
Right.
I did too. Until God showed me that I'm an Israelite. You know.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it can go both ways. It can go both ways, but it can go both ways as far as Gentiles, because salvation is the Gentiles that's outside of God's covenant. They can receive a salvation as well. The non-Jews, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it can go
okay,
both ways.
Okay, gotcha. Now you
okay,
wanted
now
me
you
to stop
ahead.
At verse one.
Yeah, you can get. Continue.
Okay, let me go and read it again. And you have the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Okay. Was you saying something?
No, I wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, okay. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
You see that?
But
You see that? So he's saying... And we walked according to the course of this world at one time too, before we came to Christ. See what I'm saying? That's
okay.
What he's saying.
Okay.
Not,
now,
yeah.
I just want to know. Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page. We are talking to Israel right now. Talking to Israel. We, as an Israelites, were at one point of time. You said. You know, lusting and doing wicked stuff is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's talking about it before we went to Egypt or what? When we...
Yeah.
Okay, is that what he's talking about?
The Bible says, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know. So that's why God sent the Savior, Christ. Save us from our sins. You know.
Okay.
Because salvation
okay.
was promised. Yeah. Yeah, so keep reading.
But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Least any man should boast. For
we right
are
there.
His
see
virtues.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
Stop right there. You see, you said not of works. You say for ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift from God, not of works, any man should boast. So we are not saved by what we do, by how good we are, by keeping the law. You see what I'm saying? We're not saved by that. We're saved by,
there's a problem.
By what Christ
there's
does.
A problem.
Huh?
There's a problem.
What's
there's
that?
A problem. There is a problem. If that's the case, what you're saying, are you saying that when you say works right here, he means the law?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a million-dollar question, because James Ministry down south in Jerusalem, they incorporated the law along with Christ.
Right.
Now, is he saying,
who is he?
See, that's what I'm saying. It makes total sense if this is not Israelite audience that's reading it, because they wasn't given the law.
Right.
So if they wasn't trying to do the laws like us, it would profit him nothing.
Right.
Right?
So
because,
you know he's talking to Israel.
You know what I'm saying? So if all the Gentiles was to keep the dietary laws and keep all the laws we doing, they doing it for nothing, basically. Because that is just not, you know what I'm saying? So it makes sense.
Right, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
If he's talking to Gentiles, it makes total sense. But if you was to tell me that these are Israelites that he's talking to, it just gets confusing. All right? But at least any man should boast. I know Israelites probably boast on that. So he's talking against.
Yeah.
He's talking to – I'm thinking that the Gentiles discovering Christ is like a new creature – and there's Israelites that's trying to get the Gentiles to follow the law. And Christ is arguing with other Israelites, telling them, hey, no, why put the law on these Gentiles? You know what I'm saying? That we couldn't even, you know what I'm saying, hold up on our own. We struggle with it ourselves. So why put that on Gentiles? Right?
Yeah.
What scripture is that?
Before you go.
Yeah.
Before you go there, go to Romans chapter 3. Flip over to Romans chapter 3.
Okay, I got to remember where we are in Ephesians. Okay, Ephesians.
Yeah.
We at 9.
Chapter
okay,
two.
Gotcha. All right, so now we're going to go to Romans. Romans chapter 3, which verse?
Start at 19.
Verse 19 and 20. Okay. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may come guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
You see that?
That's
magic,
I agree.
That's a magic word. But by the law is the knowledge of sin. See, that's why he gave the law to show us that we're sinners, that we need a Savior. That's why he gave. That's why he gave. Yes. That's why he gave.
Yes,
that's why he gave
I know
the
that
law.
Part. Uh huh.
Now read verse 21.
Okay, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. Now, hold on, let's slow down. He said the righteousness without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Okay, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For
verse
all
23?
Have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All right. So what that's telling me, brother, that's telling me that this law is on us and we the Israelites, those other folks that
that believe in Christ that's not of Israel, we should look at them like there is no difference. Okay?
Say that again.
They want to worship. Okay, okay. Even though there's Israelites that got this curse on them that under the law, all right? This is our law. We're going to be under it forever, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who's not under the law, meaning they are not of Israel, and they want in, they want to believe in our God, they want to believe in our Messiah, it's still the same thing, because even with the law, we see what sin is the knowledge of sin, and we all fall short under God.
Right.
So there's not a difference, really.
Yeah.
It's sinners and they're sinners. Right. So, I'm going to ask you again. Is he talking to Israelites? It sounds like that's a good sermon for a Caucasian man.
He's not talking to Israel only. He's talking to the world.
Right. Okay. So being that he's not talking to Israel only, all right, so that means that his ministry shouldn't surpass his Peter then. Because Peter's ministry should be number one, right?
Yeah.
Peter's ministry is number one for Israelites. Paul's ministry is number one for Gentiles.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, under Peter's ministry, the law and Christ is what we want and need. Under Paul's ministry, it's the Holy Spirit knowing what's right and wrong and doing the best you can, but having faith in Christ. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay, I think we're on the same page. All right, okay.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
All right. Okay, so where should we start at now? Where do we leave off at? 23, 24? Oh, you want
to
go back to Ephesians?
Yeah, you can go back to Ephesians.
Yeah. Ephesians 2 and... Where were we at?
We stopped at verse. Yeah, 9, yeah.
Okay, this is 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Let's stop right there. He's talking to Gentiles right here, then.
Yeah. But you know those Gentiles that got cast out, the 10 tribes. They were called not a people.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know. Yeah. So it can go both. Strangers from the. Yeah. He's talking to Israel now. You talking to the Gentiles that got cast out, because when they broke away from God, they were considered Gentiles in the mind.
Right, but he said Gentiles in the flesh in verse 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, you know that. Yeah. That's not talking to the 10 tribes then, if they Gentiles in the flesh. Right?
That could be true.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right. Okay, 13. But now in Christ Jesus, yea, who sometimes were far off are made nigh. But let me check the panel just in case somebody's calling. Hold on. All right, nobody's in the panel. It's just me and you. I gotta pause and do that from time to time. All right. Okay, so picking right back up. 13. But now in Christ Jesus, yea, whom sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall, partition between us. Okay. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. That's a lot being said right there. Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Abolished? For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. I don't get what's being said here. Is he saying the law is abolished? Or is he talking about a particular law?
He's talking about the sacrificial system. Because we won't have to kill. We don't have to kill bulls and goats in order for our sins to be forgiven.
Yeah, I remember that was supposed to mean a lot of that. But he's not saying it nowhere, though.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? He's not saying it nowhere, though. But I'm thinking that could be what he's talking about.
Yeah, that particular law is done away with. But it's not the whole law is not done away with. You're just talking about the sacrificial system.
Right. I'm thinking that's the case. Even though he's not saying it like that, he's definitely okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. 17. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were not. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. That's two separate sides there. They're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
He can be talking to the non-Gentiles that's outside the covenant right there.
I don't know. I'm thinking he's doing it all throughout this chapter. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know.
But his ministry, I'm going to go ahead and say it. His ministry was for the Jews and the Gentiles outside of Christ, the non-Israelites as well. His ministry was for them too. Because they could be saved.
Right.
Too. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all right. When you say saved, what do you mean when you say saved?
Saved from the lake of fire. That's the judgment that we are trying to escape, the second death.
All right. Well, yeah, I'd say it's the same thing that I'm thinking too. You say the lake of fire, but I'm saying saved from our sins, our transgression. You know? Because we know that flesh can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. We know this. You know,
exactly.
Even on the Israelite
exactly.
side. You're right. So
exactly.
they got
there you go.
the
there you go.
Right, right. So we know that it's a spiritual thing also, you know, to it, a spiritual connection that you got to have, right, with Christ and the Father, you know. And this is open to Gentiles to join in with it.
Yes.
All right.
Now, yes, it is.
Do Gentiles got to keep our laws, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they got to keep them. They got to keep the Sabbath.
What?
They got to stop eating. They got to stop eating. You know? Yeah, they got to do those things, too, as well. Because check this out. In the kingdom of God, we're going to be keeping the Sabbath. We're going to be worshiping God, both Jews and Gentiles. You know, when the new kingdom comes, the 1,000 years reign, 1,000 years reign of Christ.
Okay.
That goes both Jews and Gentiles.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha. I'm seeing how you're putting that together. You're looking at how this thing going to end, and you're saying that's what we all need to, they all need to be following our laws. Because you see how the ending is. Okay.
Right.
But we also letting the Gentiles know that these laws, they don't make you righteous, right? You need to definitely.
Right.
I mean, they don't, what's the word I'm looking for? The law doesn't justify you to be in this kingdom. Right?
Right. Exactly.
The law alone. You need Christ.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All right. So the Gentiles,
because the law points to Christ, because he kept all of it without sinning that one time. So he fulfilled the law. You know what I'm saying? Before you go there, before you go to Romans, right quick, I'm gonna show you something. Romans chapter 3.
Okay, Romans 3 again.
Yeah.
All right. What's verse?
31. Romans 3:31.
All right.
It's gonna ask you a lot of questions right here. That you have.
Okay. All right. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Okay.
Yes. Go up to 28.
Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law.
You see that? Yes.
Is he talking Israelites right here?
Yes. Yes. He's talking to both. Both. Jews and Gentiles. Keep reading.
All right. Tell me where he's talking to the Jews at. I mean, show me. He's telling Jews.
Keep reading.
Okay.
Keep reading. Next verse.
Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes. The Gentiles also. Then everybody clap and say hallelujah. Right? See, it is one God which shall justify the circumcision of faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. We establish the law. So here is a number of white folks. In my mind, I'm picturing a number of white folks in the audience, and he says this, and they clapping, right? You know? He's our God too, right? But do that mean that the Jews in Jerusalem, he's going to make void of them because they keep the law? God forbid.
For faith,
us white folks clapping together, and by faith on our side, we establish what the law is all about through our faith.
Yeah.
And
through
all the
faith,
white folks hug each other and say, hallelujah, thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, but for real, though. I mean, if you look at it in that light, you know, He's not talking bad about Jerusalem and us Jews down there. He's just teaching white folks about what this thing is all about. And that's how they need.
Right.
I'm sorry to be blunt and saying white folks like that, y'all, but I mean Gentiles. We know that there was Iraqi folks over here. We know there was Turkey and all. This is the Roman Empire. I just got to be blunt like that because it just kind of seems this way to me.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So they, here they are. No, okay, yeah. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians, we was in 2.
Let me stop that.
Was it 11?
16?
Yeah, 16. Yeah. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were not. All right, so 17 is talking about he's preaching to people far off and to people that's close to him. All right, that can go both ways. That can go both
that
ways.
Can go
Jews
both ways.
And Gentiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I've done a lot of his ministry is just like that. It can go both ways, no matter how you look at it. He's just all around preaching the gospel, man, to anybody who got an ear, you know? If you're a Jew, then you know. You know, if you know, right? If you know, then you know. But for the folks that don't know, he's telling you a little bit how this thing works, all right? Because if you don't know that you are a Jew, if you don't even know that you are the Jew or whatever, you biracial, and you don't know your history of what you don't know nothing about nothing, then I guess this ministry helps you. It helps them to lean on Christ, man, no matter what. You know, Christ is going to find you no matter where you are in the world, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're getting that, brother.
Okay, gotcha. Right. So if that's the case, what I'm saying, brother, then it is totally fair to say to me that this is for Gentiles, man.
It's not only for the Gentiles, but it's for both the Jews and the Gentiles.
Yeah, he talked to some Israelites in here. I get it in his ministry, so we can't label it just Gentiles only.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Gentiles only.
Yeah.
But it's like it's coming clear to me that anybody who has an ear to hear can hear this gospel, man. You know?
Yes.
Anybody? Yeah. This is all about loving Christ spiritually, you know?
Yeah.
And believing in God, man, and that Christ forgive you for your sins. That's what I'm reading right here. And you can say Israelites is in here all day long, but it's still, that's the overall message of Paul's epistles to me.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. Yes. You want to tell your pain
now?
You want to tell your pain?
All right. Yeah. So that means Israelites can use Paul's epistles, to prove points. And Gentiles also can use Paul's epistles to prove their points. And somewhere along the line.
I never did.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish your point.
No, because as we waking up, what we got to do? We got to evangelize, right? We're evangelizing whoever got an ear to come back to Israel, pick up back these laws, and we're mostly pointing to Israelites, whom we perceive to be Israelites, scattered abroad. We're trying to wake them up right now. And so the question is, the million-dollar question that we're asking ourselves, should we use Paul's epistles to wake our brothers and sisters up? Because a lot of them are already aware of Paul's epistles.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
What they're not aware of is the Hebrew scriptures. Okay? And so we're trying to wake them up using Peter's epistles, using James and John and all our Hebrew prophets. You know what I'm saying? We're using them. And as we try to evangelize them, the blowback is that they're using Paul's epistles to blow back at us to show that we're in error. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Paul's ministry was for the world, not just Israel only.
They'll use the scripture. Mm-hmm. They'll use scriptures of Paul. Okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. You were trying to say something.
I said Paul's ministry was not just for Israel only, but for the Gentiles outside the covenant as well. The non-Israelites. To escape into second death. That's the main reason Christ came back. We can escape hell. You see what I'm saying? That's why he came back. So we can escape damnation. And that goes to not just Jews, but Gentiles as well. Because we all deserve death. You know what I'm saying? In God's eyes, we all evil. We all wicked. You know? Even Israel, you know? But he gave his covenant to, we know that he gave the covenant to Israel first to spread the gospel throughout the world. You know? That's why he gave Israel the ministry, but they messed up. You know, they broke God's covenant. So he, you know, so God said, "Hey, I'm gonna give it to the Gentiles. I'm gonna let them rule the world instead of you. Now, until you repent, you know."
Right. Make you jealous,
know? Huh? Yeah.
And offer them salvation too. Yeah, and I'm going to offer them salvation also.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because a lot of our people, man, we got pride, man. I'm going to be real with you. We got pride. We think that we know it all, especially with black people. You know, whenever we give a black man a position of power, you want to think that he in charge. But this is God's covenant. It's not our covenant. The covenant is God's covenant. And he can save whoever he wants to. Or he can show mercy on whomever he will show mercy on. If they're right, whether you black or white, you know, that's his choice. That's not our decision.
That's right.
To say who's going to be saved and who's not going to be saved. We don't have no right in saying that. That's God's decisions, you know. That's why we got to stay humble. We can't be lifted up in pride, you know. And a lot of these pastors, they think that they in charge, but no, you're not in charge. You're just under shepherd. You just, no matter where you at in the church, I don't care what type of position you're in the church. We all have to stay humble because the battle belongs to the Lord. It don't belong to us. He's going to be the one to defeat our enemies for us. So we got to be thankful for that we're not going to hell. You know, that we're going to inherit the kingdom of God. That's what we got to be thankful for, not the positions that we're in, you know, and get lifted up in pride, you know. And that's why I try to stay as humble as I can, and I try to talk to, spread this gospel to whoever want to listen, you know.
Okay.
So,
right on. So,
yeah.
Because whoever wants to listen, whoever got the heart to listen, right? So why are we seeing our brothers? So all of us that woken up that we Israelite, we don't seem to get this, what we're saying right now. Because a lot of
Right.
They keep saying that the white folks are Esau, and the white folks is the devil, and how white folks is this and that, and you know, so brother, there's a big ball of confusion somewhere.
Exactly, it is. Can I share a scripture with you, brother, right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you don't mind, can you go to Acts chapter 20? Acts chapter 20. I'm going to show you how Paul feels about the ministry that God put him in, how you serve God. Acts chapter 20, verse 19. Verse 19. Just read that one verse.
All right. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation, which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews.
And how I kept
back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shewed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both
verse
to 21. The Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold,
right,
I go bound. Okay.
You can read verse 22.
Okay, and now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses.
But you see that verse 20, verse 19 says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. See, Paul was humble. Paul was lifted up in pride. You know, he stayed humble. With many tears and temptations. So he went through a lot, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With all humility of mind, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Right. So, but all these brothers who are, by the way, so much smarter than me, man, so much intelligent than me, and so much deep in these scriptures than me, they are really waking us up to try to hate everybody. I ain't going to say hate everybody, man, but they just really trying to aim toward Israel. And, you know, they the rest are Gentiles, you know. And, brother, there's a ball of confusion somewhere because a lot of those camps I talked about in the beginning when I first opened up, I listened to them camps, man, and they mean good, man. They trying to wake us up. They trying to fight the power that got us all sleeping. But in reality of what we just read, we see that it can be applied to everybody of this planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
exactly. They're not teaching it right. You said the magic word. They're not teaching the word of God correctly, you know. And I agree with that. They're not doing it. A lot of these camps, you know, they trying to show hate, because God, the Most High is the one that put us in captivity. He's the one that gave us over to our enemies. God, the Most High did, because of our sins. The house of Israel and the house of Judah. So who are we to go out and hate other people, you know? Who are we to go out and hate other people when he's the one that gave us over? You know, that just don't make sense, you know?
Yeah, so that means
the
only reason why we would try to conjure up some kind of hate is that now that we woke up and we look at our history, we get mad as hell at the folks around us. Really drilling in to wake us up, and that's good, but they also throw in, you know, this Esau. You know, and how they, you know, the Gentiles are the enemy, and they're going into slavery and all of this other stuff here. But Paul's ministry doesn't talk about none of that type of stuff. You see what I'm saying? One would think that they're, you know, just Paul, Peter, James, and John's ministry only, and they not Paul's ministry.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
As followers of Christ, we supposed to embody all Christ-inspired writings, right? All the apostles.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we, right? We shouldn't
exclude
Paul's ministry.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't.
Okay, gotcha, man.
Hey,
all right, I think I'm learning something tonight.
Yes, go to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
Okay, before we go to Deuteronomy, brother, let's take a little short, break. Let me play a little song. Let's play a little song, and we'll come back. I'm going to play this song, Surrender. You know what I'm saying? Never surrender.
Yep.
All right, let me put you on hold, brother. All right, let's play Surrender.
Pray to the Most High. Glory Yeshua, you are the ruler, it's in you that my hope lies. Oh God, no lie, no right, I don't play both sides. Been so down with the window down, truth music blowing out the whip, so loud you repent when I roll by. Got over money, my click if you with it, I know when you ride out. The whole world finna die out, why high now, fourth down in the fourth, no timeout. Not in no upper room, do what you come to do, we ain't gon' hide out. Ain't here to punish you, Jesus is coming soon. Hate it or love it, one day you gon' find out. Atheist saying, well, the only reason you with him cause you afraid of hell. But I believe the hell was 100% real when I was still about here chasing mail, straight raising hell. Appearing to be real, but literally fake. I sit with a cheap meal, pretending to eat steak. I live with a cheap meal, pretending to be great till everything breaks. Never been to the top, but I seen the bottom. Well, at least I seen what I think is bottom. But we all believe that we done seen it all until we meet somebody from beneath the bottom. And the things we whine about daily, they don't even see us problems. Honestly, with all I've been seeing, it's kinda hard not to think that we the problem. Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Okay,
if you want in the air, if you know, say you win it. Hear the grace, so we not take no time. We are against the world, no, we not aim to fuck. Surrender to the Lord, no, we not fuck no time.
Hey, we roll for the G-O to the D, the elite folk know not to play. It could be cold 40 days of complete snow touch here to get hot today. If I wasn't trying to be cool, these MCs be food on top my plate. But that's not my plate, so I'ma get back in my zone. Try to level through the crap they be on. I know, the dealer and the P both need Jesus, but it's so dang hard. Know when they selling that crack to my folks, trying to get them back in that hole, feeling like I'm in this battle alone. Shout out to the cats that are actively out here combating this madness after what matters the most.
Yeah!
Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Let it breathe. Hold up. Wait. Okay,
if you want in the air, if you know, say you win it. Hear the grace, so we not take no time. We against the world, no, we not aim to fuck. Surrender to the Lord, no, we not bust no shot.
Whoa.
This is it.
We'll be right back. year 2020. The year you showed yourself to me. You made yourself known in the physical realm.
2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait. Okay, he gave me the flow, not for show, so I gotta speak. What I look like hiding, what he manifests inside of me. Out the mud he took me, shaped me with his hand, pottery. Then hiding the fact that I'm chosen, Ruach inside of me. This is not the time not to know we live in prophecy. Now it's not the time to hide your sin, this isn't prophecy. Book of Revelations, manifesting, got a lot to see. Take a new approach, try angles, isosceles, not the shape. I'm saying try different angles, devil trying to taint you. Meanwhile, he not stronger than your angels, but he call himself going against the eye, but this is painful. His perception ain't you. Don't receive the picture that he paint you. Realize and believe in the Most High because he made you. This is not a fable, overcome that lust because you're able. Make the stallion what? Tell them horses get back in the stable. What you think this is? We on top this season just like Basil, hold on. 2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait. We in a time where public perception means more than a friendship with the Most High. What are you scared of? Are you really scared of the creation of the Most High? Whatever is trying to scare you, he already created. So what are you scared of? Repent. Turn away from your sin. Now is the time to do so. I'm on.
All right, y'all. We're back. We're back. I had to play that extra jam to really bring together what we're talking about. You know, all right? Surrender, yeah, to the, you know, to the law, but at the same time, we all need to repent, man, and come to Christ. You know what I'm saying? No matter, you know, who you are, what nationality is, what color you is, all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the overall message that we're talking about, especially as we get into Paul. And I'm learning like you, y'all. I'm learning like you. I'm not a teacher, man, but I'm seeking. I'm seeking, right? And I'm praying that the Most High kind of lead me, man, to be at least a good teacher for my children, right? Okay, so here we go. Let me open up the phone line, the panel. All right, Brother Ronnie. You with us?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
All right. Good deal, good deal. All right, so here we go, here we go. We're back at it. Let's open up the scriptures again. And where we want to start at, brother? You mentioned something about Deuteronomy.
Yeah, I had a couple of scriptures I want to share with you. I want to share two scriptures with you. First, go to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6.
Jeremiah. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6.
Read that. Okay. Just that one verse.
My people have been lost.
Just read verse 6. Read verse 6 and 7.
My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitations of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers.
So you see that? You said, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. So most of this is on the pastors, on these preachers, you know,
right?
They're not giving people the right information. They're not giving people full counsel of God. the whole, they're not telling the whole truth, you know. We can't hate other nations, cause the Most High can use a Gentile to come bless you. He can use a white person to come bless you. He can use whoever we want to give you a blessing, you know. So we can't talk bad about the other nation, cursing them out and doing all this other crazy stuff. That's not godly, you know. The Most High don't want us to do that. Now go to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
Okay. Deuteronomy 32. All right, verse 35.
35.
To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them will make haste.
Yeah. See, he said, to me belong vengeance. He didn't say to the pastor or to the preacher. He said to me, God, the Most High is the one that's going to pay back the people that put us in slavery.
Right.
First of all, the Most High, the Most High is the one that put us in slavery. He the one that did it because we turned on him. You know, and he told us what was going to happen when we got in the hands of our enemy, that they was going to treat you bad and do all this other stuff to you. So they knew the consequences. But they disregarded the God's word, you know. They didn't listen, you know. So we can't blame the white folks for the position that we're in right now. But I'm gonna say this: they have went too far, because the Bible says that they treated us bad. They went too far, you know. And they're supposed to go at the way they're treating us, you know. So we can't, but we can't blame the Most High for our captivity, you know. We got to blame ourselves. We got to look at ourselves and repent, you know.
Okay.
All this other junk, cursing people out and talking bad about other people, yeah, that's uncalled for. You know, we shouldn't be doing that, you know. As a people.
Right.
Yeah.
You got Asian people out there. You got Middle Eastern people out there. You got people on different islands. You know, you got Gentiles out there, man. You got Gentiles in Africa, too. And so, therefore, there's a lot of folks. We waking up and we're being very, you know, we cursing at them and talking very bad to them. Just like we just mad, man. We're just waking up mad as hell.
Right.
We waking up mad as hell.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're blinded by anger. And
yes.
We still can't quite see the big picture here.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's why our brother, everybody, a lot of these pastors, a lot of these preachers, they're not teaching people right, man. They're not teaching our people right. You know, God can use the lowest, he can use the lowest person on the bottom, and just like he did Moses. You know, Moses said, I'm not able to speak, Lord. You know, so God put the words in his mouth, and he gave him Aaron, his brother, to help him. You know, so, you know, we got to get rid of this pride. You know, in Israel, we can't get along with our own brothers. You know, and you know what I'm saying. And we can't agree. You can't come to some agreement. You know, that's what's wrong with us, Israel today. We don't want to share. We want to take from one another. You know. You know.
Right.
That's not
right.
That's not right. That's not. That, do you agree with that? Do you agree with what I'm saying, brother?
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know?
I'm in agreement, man. I'm in agreement.
You know,
and
we can't do this. This is a crucial time for Israelites, man. People get killed all over the world. And we're going around thinking that we know it all. You know, that we have all the answers. One person don't have all the answers. you need other people to help you in this work. You know, we can't do it alone. You know, I need I need my brothers to be on one accord, man, and stay humble so we can finish this race, you know.
Right on, right on.
Yes,
right
sir.
On, right
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm just getting heated up a little bit, man, because the way our people are, man. We talk bad about one another, man. We can't, you know, we can't come to a common ground, man. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
We can't have the big head. In this ministry, man, because the ministry belongs to the Most High. Christ is the one that preached this word first. You know what I'm saying? He the one that preached salvation to his people. Not us. We ain't saved nobody from our sins. We can't save nobody. You know, that's all we are. That's all we do is water and plant. And God is the one that's gonna save people. We ain't nobody. We ain't nobody special. You know, that's why I don't get the big head. I don't need to be on the front row. Put me in the back seat, brother. Put me in the back seat, and I ride.
Hey, Brother Ronald, we got another caller, Brother Ronald. We got another caller.
Okay.
All right, let me open up the line. Area code 682. You are live on air.
Shalom. This is Apostle Malachi.
All right.
From the Lost Found Israelites of Fort Worth, Texas, and Forest Hill. And shalom, peace, family, to all the Hebrews, the commandment-keeping Hebrews around the world, and for those who are seeking salvation. I just want to make a quick announcement. December the 17th, which is next Shabbat, we're going to have in Forest Hill the Feast of Dedication, known to the world as Hanukkah. But December the 17th, we're going to start at 12 noon. For anyone who want to come out, anyone want further information such as the directions, they can call us at 800-592-8213. 800-592-8213. I also wanted to say that, go ahead.
No. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till you get through with your announcements and everything.
Oh, no. I'm through with the announcement. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say it's good that you popped up, brother. Was you waiting a long time in the hole? Because, you know, me and Brother Ronald,
about,
we up here reading.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just about 15 minutes, enough to hear Brother Ronald. But I did hear some things. One thing that we have to do when we about the people that are waking up, a lot of Israelites are waking up to the truth, but they have no pastor that's teaching them the sound doctrine. And so this is why we get all these groups popping up everywhere. And then we have a lot of people popping up into the truth. Everybody want to teach. And that's another a reason why we have so much confusion, because it's too many teachers and not enough workers.
Students.
It's not enough.
Right.
It's not enough people. It's like they're saying that there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. There's too many Israelites pushing different interpretations, which is causing all this division. It's causing a lot of division. So, because with these divisions, you have everybody popping up with different interpretations. Different interpretations, everybody looking at the same scripture, but coming up with the different interpretations. And then they're going from one Shabbat to another Shabbat, and then some of them ain't going to no Shabbat. But it's causing division. And the Bible says, mark those who cause division. So that's one reason why we have so much confusion going on amongst the Israelites. But you will know a pastor by the fruits that he bear, and you will know a congregation as well by what they teach. If they're telling you to go to the Bible and teaching you from one book to another book, one chapter to another chapter, one verse to another verse, precept upon precept, line upon line, then you know that you are being taught sound doctrine. I just wanted to comment on that.
All right, all right. All praises, all praises. Yes, sir, yes, sir. We was just getting into that, as a matter of fact, on the show, explaining about Paul's writings and what's going on with the world today with all the hate, with all the fussing, and how we're divided as Israelites. And, yeah, Brother Ronald was just kind of going in. He was going in, taking us to Deuteronomy and everywhere else, you know, to show us that we are in deeply error, even in Israelites. We woken up, but we're still there in error. And, yeah, we were trying to get to the bottom of it, man, trying to get to the bottom of it.
Hey, yes, sir, I want to say something whenever you finish, brother.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to say this. That yes, we need pastors in the churches today. But there are many. Jesus said in the last day there's going to be many false prophets. You know, and the thing about Paul, you know, with the Bereans, they went behind Paul and confirmed that he was telling the truth. And that confirmed that he was telling the truth, you know. You know, so what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, we need pastors in the church. I do agree with that. We definitely need pastors in the church. But we need pastors that's humble, you know, not with the big head, you know. But we also need, the pastor's not going to, can't handle it alone. He needs at least two or three teachers. You know, I'm not saying that he left anybody up there to preach. No, we aren't supposed to do that. You're supposed to have some type of discernment, you know. But yes, we need pastors. I do agree with that. But we also need other teachers too to help the pastor, you know, to bring forth God's word, holy word, you know. So
right on.
We have to work together as one body. There are men. Everybody, just like we were talking about, brother. God gave Paul a different ministry than he gave Peter and John, you know. So we're going to need other people to help us to bring forth this holy word, you know, because it's not our word. You know, salvation is comes from Christ alone and no one else, you know. So I respect all my brothers and sisters in the truth, you know. But we got to be using discernment in these last days, because the devil is busy, and everybody that's called to get up there and preach ain't called to preach, you know. And I know what God has given me, you know, and I just want to use the little bit that God has given me to, you know, to bring forth his ministry, you know. So it's not about one person, it's about the whole body. We all need each other. So I come in peace and love for all my brothers in the truth. Amen.
Right on. Right, amen. Right on, brother. Right on. Right on.
Yes.
Yes. So the reason why we hitting this subject today, which is, well, as we can see, is a needed subject, is because me, myself, man, I was, because you could consider me as one of those brothers, not that I was in error. I kind of had it in me not to. I knew enough about Paul's ministry to not be mean and hateful to people of a different race, different nationality, you know. But it's the comeback, like my what trying to tell people to come back to the laws of the Bible. They use Paul's epistles to combat what I'm saying, to say, hey, the laws nailed to the cross, or the laws are done away with. It's about faith in Christ, you know, is what they say. And I was like, well, have you considered, you know, Peter's ministry? Have you considered, you know, Peter's the rock, you know, Christ, he's the rock of the church here, you know, of Christ's church. So, I mean, shouldn't you,
there
like,
you
look at it through Peter's eyes, you know what I'm saying?
But the majority of us that are lost, it was like what Paul's saying, that any and everybody, and, you know, he preached to anybody and everybody. Why would I, you know, they put, to sum it up in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say, they put Paul's ministry above Peter's. You know what I'm saying? And Peter, he went to Edomite and was trying to bring the gospel to him, you know, if possible. But that's not how Peter got down. That's, Peter wasn't quite doing it like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So everybody look at Paul's ministry as that's the ministry that we need to be in instead of, you know, James and Peter then, is my whole point. Brother Malachi, what you got any words on that, brother?
Yes, sir. Thank you again for this great platform and this great conversation. The New Testament has more of the Apostle Paul's writings than the other writings of the other apostles. Like, Paul wrote the majority of the New Testament. We have more of Paul's epistles in the New Testament than we do with Peter. We only have like 1st and 2nd Peter, and we only have one epistle from James, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of the Apostle John. But with Paul, we have Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Thessalonians, his epistle to the Philippians, Galatians, and some scholars say he's also the author of the Hebrew letter to the Hebrews, or the epistle to the Hebrews. First and Second Timothy was written by Paul. That was actually a letter written to Timothy. And Philemon. So the majority of the New Testament epistles is written by Apostle Paul. This is why we have so many preachers who preach from Paul's apostleship, because the majority of the New Testament, I mean, you can just open it up and more than likely you're gonna end up reading from one of his epistles, because the majority of the New Testament is written by the Apostle Paul. So he is
right.
So Apostle Paul is the most quoted disciple and apostle of Yahawashi more than any other writer of the New Testament. You know, but the Apostle Paul's ministry is he was very anointed, and the Most High really used him to take the gospel not just to the Israelites, but also to the Gentiles, the other nations. And you know, Peter makes a statement about Paul, saying that his writings are hard to understand, which they who are unlearned rest to their own destruction. But the Apostle Paul's ministry, you know, was very instrumental in spreading this truth, you know. But you know about the love. When I came into the truth, when I first heard the truth, brother, I could not get down with the hate for other races just because they weren't the Israelite. Because it was something in me that I knew that wasn't right. I just knew that wasn't right. So I embraced the truth that I'm an Israelite. I embraced the truth that I got to keep the Torah or the law, but I did not embrace that I have to hate another non-Israelite just because he's a Gentile or a Hamite, you know. So I couldn't embrace that, especially when the greatest gift is love, the greatest gift is love. And the whole law is fulfilled in one word, to love the Most High, or to love your neighbor as yourself. So I could not embrace the hate, you know, and I tell other Hebrews, you know, we are not called to hate other nations. What they did to us, the Most High is going to deal with them. That's why he said vengeance is His. It's not ours. It's His. But if they are willing to repent, they can be saved if they're willing to repent. Those individuals from other nations, if they are willing to repent, they can be saved. That's what I want to say about that. Thank you, brother.
All right, all right. Good. We needed to hear that, brother. We needed to hear that testimony right there, because that's the truth, man. Yeah, we came too far to let hate, you know, take us out, man.
Yes, sir.
At the end, man, we got to fight against ourselves. You know, we see all the enemies.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Yeah, and so we got to go through all these enemies. But that final one, you got to fight is yourself. You know.
Oh man, you hallelujah! Yes, man. Yes, sir. Oh man, you man, that's the most powerful message, man, on the radio, on this platform tonight, man. Your worst enemy is yourself. That's why Yahweh Shah said, whosoever desires to be a follower or to be his disciples, we must deny ourselves. We must get that hate. We must get that hate out of our heart. We must get whatever sin, you know, we got to get it out of our heart by the blood of Yahweh Shah. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes, sir. So that was the message for the day, man. And Brother Malachi, I know you're a busy man, but if you could, man, you know, I would like for you to continue joining with us, man, because we're going to hop back into Paul's writings.
Yes, sir.
How much time we got? We got 23 minutes left. Brother Ronald, you got any place in particular you want to take us?
Yeah.
To kind of
ice
on the cake, brother.
I want to go to Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8?
Romans chapter 8. Yes.
All right.
All right.
I'm in Romans.
Read verse 5 through 9, brother.
All right. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but yea are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Okay, I want to stop right there. Now, this is why a lot of our Hebrew brothers are not qualified to preach, because they're not teaching people right, because they don't have the Spirit. I'm just going to be real with you. Because the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, and happiness. I mean, joy and peace. That's the fruit.
Amen.
That's the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. See,
hallelujah.
I'm gonna take you back to Paul. When Paul was up on the Gamaliel for 10 years, he wasn't saved then. Because he was killing Christians and stuff. You know, he didn't get converted until the Most High blinded him on the road to Damascus. You know, so the law itself cannot save you. We are saved by our faith in Christ Jesus. You know, that's how Abraham got saved. He was saved through faith, not by the law. So once we get saved, then we start keeping the law. You know, because when you first get saved, when you first come to salvation, you know, you got to, just like I said, told you, we talked when we were talking started the show off early. You got to start on milk. You need milk to grow. You can't give a baby that's being born. You can't give a newborn baby milk. I mean meat, because he ain't ready for it yet. You know. So, but a lot of our brothers don't have the Spirit of God. They don't have. They not filled with the Holy Spirit. They just know the law. And anybody can get up there and teach the law just like Paul was. But they're not going to be doing it the way that the Most High wants them to do it. You know? So that's why we have so much confusion, because people, you know, they don't have the Spirit of God. That's what I didn't say it. You know, that's what the Most High said. You know?
Right on. Right on, right on, right on. But it is straight doctrine, though. It's doctrine, man. I don't know. It's kind of like if you quote Old Testament enough, your mindset stay right there in the Old Testament. It kind of seemed like. It kind of seemed that way. Because you somehow can't forget where you how far you done came, man. When you done heard the gospel and everything, and then you waking up to the truth, you're supposed to reset everything you learned and start over. But start over as if you're leading back up to the gospel again. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, poverty is everywhere around the world, and a lot of people come from humble places, all nationalities, man. And everybody loves Christ. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of folks do. And the ones that love Christ, they should be, well, on your team. You know what I'm saying? Because there's going to be an ultimate battle one day. And it's going to be people on Christ's side and people who are not. You know? And so when you look around who's going to all be on your team, man, that's the last people you want to be talking mean to and stuff like that. I mean, if they love Christ like they say they do, you know, no matter what nationality that they might be. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The waking up process is supposed to let you know who you are, right? And understand what you know, the predicament you in and what you need to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well said.
Yeah, but you got people of other nationalities, and they what they know is just Christ. That's all they know, the gospel. And from what we read today, it kind of seems like those brothers are that of another nationality that love Christ, they are not your enemy. You know, according to what we read today, you know, they are teammates. You know what I'm saying? In this ultimate battle that's supposed to come go down in the future. Brother Malachi, you got anything you want to say on that, brother?
Yes, brother. I mean, what you said, man, you know, it's well said, brother. You know, perfectly said. Thank you for sharing that. You know, when we wake up, you know, we're waking up to salvation. I always say this in the ministry that, you know, when brothers or sisters come in to join the Shabbat Fellowship, I always ask them, you know, what is the goal? What is your goal? Because our goal is salvation. It's not just knowing who we are and whose we are, but because you can be an Israelite, but you can still be wicked and perish as an Israelite. You know, our goal is salvation. And it's not to just be, we don't wake up to just hate other nations. You know, that's not our goal. Our goal is not to wake up, oh, I'm an Israelite and I hate everybody else. You know, that's not our goal. Our goal is salvation. And that's how I build fellowship with people. You know, I ask people, what is your goal? Is your goal salvation and to teach salvation? Or is it to just be an Israelite and hate everybody else? Our goal is, as an Israelite, to repent and to spread the Torah gospel of HaMashiach. Thank you.
Right on, right on. Well said, brother. Well said. Brother Ronald, anything else on that, or you want to keep on moving on? Is there another scripture or anything?
Yes, I want to share another scripture.
Okay.
Go to Luke chapter 9.
Okay, go to Luke. No, I haven't been to Luke in a while.
No, no.
Okay, Luke.
So I want to go to,
Luke chapter 9?
Yeah.
All right.
Verse 23.
Okay, this is red letter right here. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage? Okay. If any man will come after me. Okay, 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
That's it. Okay. You can start right there. It says, and he said to them all, if any man will come out, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. See, first we got to deny ourselves and realize that this is about Christ. It's you know, it's not about what we done, but it's about what Christ done for us. You know, we always was supposed to be down to the lake of fire, but Christ took all his pain for us. You know, he died for us, for our transgressions. You know, he didn't have to do that, but he did it because he loved us, you know. And he said, take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. For whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. We got to lose our life. We got to lose our life and gain Christ's life and gain the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Yah, in order to make it. That's the only way we're going to make it. We got to love Christ, and we got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So it's about the way we treat each other. I'm talking about Israelites, you know, because, you know, when Christ came, the Bible says he came to his own, and his own received him not. You know, Christ's main dealing was with the people in the house of God. Those are the people that rejected him, his own people, church folks. Not all church folks rejected him, but most of them did, you know. Majority of them did reject Christ, you know. So we got to be humble in this walk, man, because this is not about us. You know, the Most High is going to get all the glory in the end. You know?
Right on.
You know.
What?
He's gonna reward us for what we do. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Excuse me, man. I wanted to kind of jump in there with you on that train, brother.
Yeah. Go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, that cross daily. Gotta take up this cross daily, right? And we know that cross is pain, that cross is heavy. The cross is your burden, right? And the cross is the world, basically, man. It's your family. Every weapon Satan have against you is going to be thrown at you. And here you is walking through life carrying the cross, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's hard work, and you'll begin to feel like, you know, that you're not meant to win. You know what I'm saying? You're meant to be part of losing. That's the feeling that you're going to have. But that's in walking in Christ, that's how it's supposed to kind of feel. Because as you, like you said, deny yourself and taking upon Christ, the world hated Christ, right? The world rejected Christ and all of that, man. So it, and so he's enemy of the world, and the world is enemy to Christ. So therefore, if you're walking like Christ, that's the feeling that you're going to have on you. And it's similar to taking up your cross, right? That's the feeling that it's going to have, man. It's going to have up and down days, hard days, right? But there's a prize at the end, you know. When he come and redeem us all, man, that's the prize. And all that folks that was hard on you, we going to pray that they repent. But if not, bro, then if not, then that's just the way that is, man. But we, our goal is to try to spread this gospel, man, and it's not meant to be an easy walk. So with that being said, we're seeing billion-dollar pastors out there, man, with jets and everything else. It just don't seem like they're carrying a cross here. You know, did they find the loophole? The loophole that where because they're a teacher, they ain't got to carry a cross and burn through life like we do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You take up the cross, that's pain right there. That's being broken down right there.
Exactly. Amen.
But yeah, they got Bentleys, right, and servants. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to see that they carrying a cross. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
But,
amen. You say you're right. You're
yeah.
right. You're right. Yeah.
I'm just saying that can
like
be a characteristic. Yeah, man.
No, but that's,
that could be
that's
a characteristic
the truth,
to see.
The
yeah, that's a false
yeah.
prophet right there, man. They're trying to be
yeah.
like Christ, but they ain't walking like Christ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Brother Malachi, you got anything to share on that, brother?
Yes, you know, there has certainly been, you know, a lot of that going on in the news, you know, where one pastor asked of his congregation to help him get a new private jet. Now, you know, certainly I am not against a pastor being blessed by his congregation, you know, that is, you know, but I think that sometimes that a lot of pastors, they go too far with it, you know, and it gets very outrageous, you know. But, you know, the gospel is to be presented to the people for free. Salvation is to be presented to the people for free. You know, Yahweh Shai died for our sin, and it is to be presented to the people for free. But all this stuff that they do, get in line, give me money if you want to be blessed, that's not biblical. That's not biblical. You have a lot of people who are deceiving people. And you have a lot of people who are deceiving people so that they can live a glamorous life. That is not the, we have to be aware of these individuals, you know. That is not how we present the gospel. We present the gospel as free without charge. And a lot of that stuff they're doing is just really outrageous, and it's unbiblical. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right. All praises. Well, brothers, man, we had a pretty good show today, man. Let's see how much time we got.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes left. Let's go around, Robin, man, and everybody kind of give their last little 2 cents, and then we're going to end this show, man. Brother Ron, you want to go first?
Yes. I want to end with James chapter 4, verse 6.
James chapter 4, verse 6.
Yes. I don't want to tell my words, but I want to say what the Most High is telling us as the church. It says,
okay,
but he giveth more grace. Yeah, read it, brother. Read it. Whenever you get done.
Okay. Okay. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Verse 7, enter on that.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Stop right there. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said it. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So we got to stay humble in this walk. No matter where you at in the church, we have to stay humble because God don't use proud people. You know, Nebuchadnezzar got lifted up in pride. Look what happened to him. He wasn't even an Israelite. God brought him down, you know, as well as he brought our people down to a lower state. So we have to be humble in this walk, no matter if you're a pastor or you're a person that hold the door. You know, we got to treat each other with respect as people and love one another. That's the only way that we're gonna grow and get the Most High the Most High's work done in this earth. You know, but if we think that we know it all and we can do it all, we're not doing it the Most High's way. We're doing it the way we wanted to do it. We got to go by what the scriptures say and do it the way the scriptures want us to do it. You know, no matter what we think or say. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. So I don't want to lean to my own understanding, to what I know, because I don't know nothing without the Holy Spirit. And I respect everybody. I respect everybody in this faith, and I love everybody. And I want everybody, and I want us all to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen.
All praise. Amen. Word. Amen. Apostle Malachi, you got anything last you want to throw in there?
Yes. I just want to say that I want to end my with the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, the 35th verse, which says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." So, the Gospel of John 13:35, the Gospel of John 13, chapter 35, verse says that we're going to be known, the true disciples of Yahawashah, we're going to be known to the world by our love one to another. And what we see with a lot of Hebrews, we see just the opposite. We see a lot of Hebrews spitting out hate one to another. But we see right here in the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, the 35th verse, saying that we're going to be known as true disciples. We're going to be known by our love one to another and not by our hatred towards other nations. I just wanted to say that. And I'm looking forward to being on the next one as well, brother. Thank you.
Oh, all right, shalom. Thank you. All right. Well, let me go and put you guys on hold, and I'm going to say my last little piece, and we're going to go end the show, all right? Put y'all on hold.
Yes, sir.
Shalom, thank y'all for coming on. The next show is tomorrow at 5 p.m. All right.
Shalom.
Put y'all on hold. All right, y'all, so there you have it. I'm learning just like you are as listeners. We're seeking the Father's faith. We dip into Paul's epistles. I'm trying to learn more about Paul, man, and I want to have that brotherly love, but I also learned something new on my journey, and that's keeping these laws, you know. But I'm going to keep getting, I'm digging for a truth. I'm trying to seek his face, y'all, and what he wants from me. And I'm grateful to all who have listened and be on this journey with me. And I thank y'all, all right? I'm going to just go ahead and go to a song, and let's see here. Let's go to
I don't know. I think I'm going to go to Kirk Franklin to end this out with. All right. Peace out. Shalom, y'all. And tomorrow at 5 p.m. next show.
Mullet, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place,
that's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh, 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 oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired? You want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh,
and first he started right at home.
Oh, oh, oh.
No more miracle water.
Oh, oh.
Wear clothes for money and fame.
Oh, oh.
See, everybody got a title.
Oh, oh.
But do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people,
oh,
fall on our face,
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Nostrils
of man, a sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every bother enough to pay out. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that,
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that, give
Let's
me that,
go.
Give me that.
I need to hear you say.
Give me that,
you say.
Give me that,
we say.
Give
screaming that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.